Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Kiri, listen with all due and appropriate respect to a winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature, Mr. José Saramago of Portugal.
It is a thing that looks dangerously like a human, a thing that throws parties, that organizes orgies, and rules a country called Italy.
Mr. Saramago was talking about a man who's making his first official visit to the Obama White House this week. Who?
A friend of Wait, I believe. Silvio Berlusconi.
Yes. What would we do without him? The Italian billionaire, media mogul, and quasi-dictator started off his relationship with the American president right the night of Obama's election. Berlusconi called him, quote, young, handsome, and tanned. Mr. Berlusconi arrives now in the midst of a sex scandal back home. He's been linked to an 18-year-old who, this was a girl who's young enough to be his usual mistress's daughter. This being Italy, though, you know, they're cool. The only thing that people are upset about is that his hair plugs clash distastefully with her braces.
And he thinks our president is George Hamilton.
Exactly. The White House, they plan to handle him with the usual diplomatic protocol, except for Mr. Berlusconi, they're going to hide all women and pets in the building. And they're going to put an extra security detail in front of the statue of Lady Justice, you know.
Ooh. Why is he a friend of our show?
Well, he just provides us with material from time to time.
I thought maybe he was a panelist. I didn't
know. You never know.
I wish. We have him on a retainer.
Yes.
And she, his girlfriend,
that also has a retainer.
Roy, as far as we know, this is a first in baseball. An umpire at a high school game in Iowa threw who out of the game?
Both teams, I think. No?
No?
No. Threw the fans. Oh, no, he did. He threw all the fans out.
Yes, he did. He threw the entire crowd out of the game. The 100 or so people in attendance at the high school game didn't like the way umpire Don Briggs handled the disputed call. They let him know about it quite rudely, and after they ignored his admonitions to behave, Mr. Briggs told them all they were out of here. He even called police to ask help clearing the stands. Eventually, the crowd was allowed to stay if they promised to behave, and they were all required to shout things like, "Good call, Mr. Umpire," and "That umpire, he has excellent vision." Once the crowd did leave, though, the umpire was able to see under the bleachers, where A-Rod was knocking up Sarah Palin's 18-year-old daughter.
No!
The older one.
No.
Totally legitimate.
Love is just like the baseball game. Three strikes, you're out.